Proverbs 19:21. There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will stand.
Kneel if you can. Okay, I'm going to pray now. Dear Heavenly Father, please be with the Pathfinders as we go on a better journey next year. And Lord, please help everyone to think of you in their hearts, Lord. And please help us to serve you, Lord, and be better people for you, Lord. And please bless this whole church, and please keep you in our hearts, Lord. In your name we pray, amen.
Morning. Happy Sabbath. So this morning, the title is What is Your Purpose? If you guys please bow your heads with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this Sabbath day, Lord, and this time of fellowship with you, Lord. I pray that your words be heard today, Lord, and we ask this in your name. Amen. So I'd like to pose this question to all of you is, do you ever wonder what is God's purpose for you? So I'd like to reread again Proverbs 19:21. There are many plans in a man's heart, nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will stand. So as a child, or even now perhaps, you may have wondered that your purpose may become a great musician or even a pastor or even an Olympic athlete. So this morning I'd like to tell you a story about myself and the struggle that I had to find God's purpose for me and to give you an example of how important it is to make God the center of your life. When I was a child, I couldn't wait to grow up and become a fireman. Like every little boy's dream, the firemen, they were kind of their idols. So my kindergarten class, we took a field trip to one of the local fire stations, and there we were able to talk to some of the firefighters about what they did, and they gave us a tour of the firehouse. And they also got to see the fire engine and the equipment they used. But the best part of all for me was when we actually got to use the fire hose and to spray water out. After that point on, I was hooked. That was what I had to do. So when I reached adulthood, I tried for so many years to achieve that dream. Little did I know the process of being involved in applying to become a firefighter. There's a written exam, a physical fitness exam, an oral interview exam, and lastly, if you're lucky to have passed all of those, you get to sit with the fire chief for the last part of the exam. For this, the average person that tests in the fire service takes approximately 10 years before they are able to achieve this goal. In my case, I tested for 11 years. And each test, the doors continue to close on this childhood dream of mine. I started to become angry with God, and I wasn't able to fulfill this dream. Why was this dream of mine not to be becoming a reality? I was heartbroken, but God had another purpose for me in mind. God's path for me was not to become a fireman, but to become just a regular old paramedic. So, wait, what? This is an ambulance driver? Everybody makes fun of the ambulance drivers. Even the patients make fun of the ambulance drivers. So I found myself resisting this purpose. God's plan for me was much bigger, though, than I expected. Once I began to put God first in my life, he took that purpose into a whole new level. He took this passion to help others and placed me right where he wanted to be and not where I wanted to be. I never dreamed that God would combine a newfound path of mine of flying as well with helping others with being a paramedic. It has taken me a total now of 17 years to finally become what God has called me to be. The road for me to find God's purpose was not an easy road, yet God was patient with me as I stumbled. God was there waiting patiently until his timing was right and not my own. You see, the problem with trying to fill your own purpose instead of God's is that whatever you try to accomplish without him, you may find yourself feeling empty, worthless, and not able to fulfill your dream to the fullest extent. Or like in my case, not even at all. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. God has a bigger purpose for you in mind. If you look at God's purpose in this way, it might change the way that you think. So here's a few things that I have found to help me with understanding what it means to follow God's purpose instead of my own. First is to build a loving relationship with God. There is nothing like that God wants more than to have a deep and intimate relationship with you. Without the foundation of Christ's love, your purpose will not be fulfilled to the fullest. Proverbs 3:5-7 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil." The second part that I have found was become a part of God's family. His purpose may lead you to be a part of his ministry. Our purpose as a Christian is to become more like Christ. And remember, God is far more interested in your character than your career. And thirdly, love God by loving others. Stop thinking about how you will be blessed by those around you and start thinking about how you can be a blessing to them. Ellen White says in Counsels of Stewardship, "Seeking the good of others is the way in which true happiness can be found. Man does not work against his own interests by loving God and his fellow men. The more unselfish his spirit, the happier he is, because he is fulfilling God's purpose for him." And the last thing is, how can your purpose be a contribution to others? Think about the opportunities and the friendships, the connections and communities, skills and talents that God has given you, and look for ways you can serve God and others throughout your life. In the book, A Call to Stand Apart, Mrs. White says that the love and loyalty to Jesus are the spring of all real service. When your heart is touched by Christ's love, you will want to work for him. Look for ways to serve the poor, the victimized, and the oppressed. Like any other works, still, skill will come as you actually become involved in ministry and service to the disadvantaged. Without actual involvement and exposure to their needs, even well-meaning efforts can have disastrous results. After all, you learn to swim in the water, not on land. Your purpose most likely will change like mine. But be flexible and willing to listen to God's word to find your purpose. Your purpose in this life is much bigger than a career or certain skill. Psalms 138:8, "The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands." So my challenge as you leave here today is for each of you to ask yourself every day, what did God make me for? And am I living for my own purpose, or are you living for God's purpose? Thank you. So this time we'll have the adventurers come up and start their investiture portion.
Can we get an amen?
Amen.
For our sermon today, this morning. God is good.
God is good
all the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Amen. So now we're starting our adventure investiture. I want to call up my staff, please, to come up here. All right. So did you know that many of our adventure clubs across our conference have continued to run during the COVID-19 lockdown? They have found innovative ways, from small groups to Zoom meetings, while keeping government regulations. Many adventure clubs continue running, often using the Pathfinder emergency COVID-19 regulation curriculum. We are very proud of our adventure club this year, and helpers and all the volunteers through this stressful and uncertain time dedicated their time and energy to continue developing our adventure club and our Pathfinders, their personal and spiritual growth. So this year, it's been a tough year for us. And as you can see, this is Amy Smith. This is our assistant director, and this is one of our staff, Opera. And we are missing one of our staff, is Lenya. And Lenya's our assistant director. Thank you. That's why I have a staff, because, you know, so much going on in this little brain of mine. But anyways, I'm very thankful that this year that we were blessed with just a little group of kids. I know last year we had almost 30, but this year we have 10. But God is good, right? And that's why we as a tool of God to go out there and spread the word of God, so we can win the souls for His kingdom. Amen. Did you want to say something? Yes.
Go ahead. Hello. So this has been a really fun and interesting year, definitely different than in previous years, and we are so thankful for the staff group that we do have and for Selina and her dedication, because she is a great director and really helps make our job easier too. So this year, like I said, was a little bit different, but it was still so much fun, and we were really blessed by it. Normally our classes are individual classes, and we have everything from Little Lambs, which are age preschool, all the way up to 10-year-olds, third grade to 10-year-olds, and it's escaping my mind right now because I deal with the little ones. I think it's Helping Hands and Builders are those classes, and this year we grouped everybody together, and we worked on honors together instead of individually. So we had a lot of fun. Towards the beginning of the year, we worked on Olympics and gardening, and that was a lot of fun to learn. We had bread making, which we learned about how God is the bread of life for us, and we made cupcakes and learned how to make cupcakes and kites. And one of my personal favorites was towards the end was Sabbath Delight, and that was just a really neat one. We all enjoyed it so much. I know especially my girls who were in it enjoyed making the Sabbath bags that we had, and so I still see those every day. They're asking me, is it Sabbath yet? Is it Sabbath yet? I need to do my crafts in my Sabbath bag, and I have to tell them almost every day, huh, Rory? Not yet. Few more days, but it gets them excited and looking forward to Sabbath, as well as doing things individually, as a group. We did stuff individually in the home, so there were times that we had classes through Zoom that the families were given packets, and they could either complete those packets together, and then we had times that there were Zoom meetings, and those were activities like 10 days of prayer and our praying hands, woodland creatures and animal tracks and trees, and then builders for Jesus, which is the last one we just did. And that was a lot of fun, learning how we could be builders for Jesus. And that was online. That was our end of the year.
That's our fair.
That was our fair. So we did our fair online, but still earning honors. And so it's been a fun and adventurous year.
Yes. And I want to add to that, I want to thank you, the parents, for helping, for always helping. Every time it's always last minute. we've been recording the kids. We joined the NAD conference, the NAD camp meeting. So the kids were singing, they were praying, and God's been working through them. And I'm very blessed to have them be part of our club. And not just that, but just sharing God's love to their friends and their families. So now we're going to call up our kids one by one. They're going to get their certificate. This year, we didn't do classes. We did honors because due to COVID, yes. But the kids had so much fun. So we're going to start calling up the kids. And I would like to call up Kyle, if you can help us out with the kids' certificates, please. Okay. We're going to call up Serena Matangi. Come on, Serena. Here you go. Oh. Julia Nussbaum, come on up, please. Nehemiah Loesi. Okay. Eloise Smith. Camelia Matangi. Okay. Naomi Loesi. Nathaniel Loesi. And then Rory Smith. We're missing one of our kids, Gabby Winant. She's not here, but we are so thankful for her grandma Josie. For always helping us out during our classes. And I want to acknowledge her, because when me and my staff are missing something during our honors or classes, she's always there to catch it up, catch something, and then she'll come and help us out. So thank you, Josie. What am I doing right now? The pin, right? Oh, okay. So I would like to call the parents, please, of these children to come up, please. So come stand next to your children, please. So everybody go on the front.
Oh, on the front?
On the front. On the front. On the floor. So part of our investiture, we always pray over the parents and the kids. And we have a pin. We have a, there's a anchoring pin in Christ pin is to be given through investiture. So for the purpose of recognizing parents, their guardians, or who have regularly participated in the Adventure Club and during the past year. So these pins symbolize the parents' commitment in the Adventure Club. So now I'm going to ask Amy if you can pray over our parents and our kids, please.
If you'll bow your heads with me. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your Sabbath day, and we thank you for this group of adventurers, for these kids, and for these parents. We just ask that you bless them, Lord. We ask that you be with the parents as they're guiding and raising their children to know and to love you. We ask that you will be with them, continue to guide their footsteps, their words. Be with the children as they're growing in you, Lord. Bless them. We ask that you also be with the staff of the Adventure Group, and please continue to guide them and to bless them and help them to grow in you so that they can help to shepherd these children. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for the children of our church. In Jesus' name, amen.
So my staff, can you stay up here real quick? So I want to okay, you guys can have a seat. Thank you. So I want to recognize my staff. It's been a rough year, guys. And I've been forgetting a lot of things, you know, due to COVID. And I'm very thankful for my staff, because without them, our club would be, no club here in Valley View. So I want to acknowledge my sister Amy, here you go, and my sister Para, and my other sister Elena is not here. I want to say thank you guys for always putting up with me, you know. I know next year will be better. But I pray that you guys continue to use your talent for the Lord, and especially our kids. Thank you. And now I would like to call up Nathaniel and Rory. These are our little graduates from Adventures. They're going to be going over to this side. So I'm just recruiting for this side, you know. But I pray that the Lord will continue to bless each one of you, Nathaniel and Rory. And I hope you guys have fun on the other side. And you guys let me know if they're being good to you, because I'm just on the other side. So thank you so much, you guys. And that's the end of our investiture. I will call upon Kyle. Okay. Oh, and one more. Gabriel, sorry. Gabriel, come up here, please. Yes. Due to COVID, guys. And thank you so much, our family church, for always putting that financial part in our club. May the Lord bless you guys, and thank you for your prayers.
That's a hard act to follow. We are not as prepared or as organized as Selena because of COVID. So there you go. I'm using your excuse. So Pathfinder Investiture is our awards ceremony at the end of the year. Like I said, we've had a very difficult year in trying to get everything done that we needed to get done. But the Pathfinder Achievement Curriculum is the core of the Pathfinder ministry, and it's intended to lead Pathfinders through an exciting journey that they learn more about and grow in their Christian experience. The curriculum, Pathfinders, as you know, is from like fifth grade, and it was originally designed through like 10th grade. With the addition of the TLT program, we were able to keep a, because we saw a lot of in the high school when they start freshman year, it's kind of hard to keep up with the Pathfinder curriculum, but we have a great group of teens that have stuck with it all the way through their high school years, which is amazing. We really have a good rock solid core of Pathfinder teens. So yes, and some of our teens aren't here, but we've had a great Pathfinder club and lots of good leadership in our teens. But the TLT program picked up, I don't know when it started, but it started with the TLT. It's a teen leadership training program, and it started from their freshman year, and it's a dedicated program that goes all 4 years of high school. These students have a full curriculum. They go through all phases of ministry and leadership, and actually they have more leadership training in that program than any other training out there except for those in seminary. They've gone through registration and registrar stuff. They've gone through teaching and counseling and, you know, all kinds of academic training in leadership skills that they develop in this four-year program. So we've had a full, well-rounded. How many TLTs have we had in the last? We've had at least six, seven, eight? We had six this year. And nine TLTs. That's a huge commitment. Our kids have really stepped up to the plate. But anyways, each of the levels, starting from fifth grade, they all have a curriculum, the friend, companion, explorer, ranger, voyager, and guide. And we do have a master guide class because our teenagers that completed all their stuff, they finished guide. We offered them to starting on their master guide training, and we do have several that are in their master guide training, which will take them a few years, especially now with college jumping in at some of them. But they've at least started that path of master guide training, which is phenomenal. And each one of these tracks, they're divided into divisions of growth. One is on personal growth, spiritual discovery, serving others, making friends, health and fitness information, nature study, and outdoor living. And there's also advancements and advanced classes for those as well, where they can get advanced honors. These classes are designed to inspire and motivate Pathfinders, to emphasize quality and not quantity of learning. Build on their knowledge that's been gained in the earlier levels. They just keep building on each other in those areas. In Pathfinders, it's a safe place for them to practice those new concepts and skills. We put them right into leadership, you know, being up front and preparing them to become future leaders in our church. We help them aim for an understanding rather than for memorization. We do like them to memorize things, but it's more important just to go, rather than going through the motions of memorizing something that doesn't have the heart involved, we want them to understand the message of Jesus in their life. That's the most important thing that we can teach them and help them learn. We help them develop individual skills in each Pathfinder. We see their strengths and weaknesses, and we help hone those skills to become productive adults. That's kind of what Pathfinders is about, and it's helping train leaders for tomorrow, and they're actually leaders today. We have a few people that will be investing in our group. We're going to start with the Friends group. First of all, let's bring up all of our staff. You want to introduce your staff or have them introduce themselves? We'll just have all the staff come up and introduce themselves and what they're doing, and then we'll...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Trudy, and I've been working with the Explorers, and we've had a good group of eight kids that are a lot of fun, and never a dull moment. Some of them are very, very talkative, and some of them not so much, but it takes all kinds to make life interesting.
Okay. I'm Kimberly, and I've been working with our guide class, and we've had a good time learning a lot of stuff this year we'll talk about in just a minute.
Okay, you all know me, but those are visitors. I'm Lynette. I'm the deputy director of the club. I actually didn't have a specific group. Well, I did. I was assigned the master guides, which is our teens. My son, Caleb, started doing master guide. Ryan, Quinn, I think that was... For Master Guide, yeah. So I just kind of inspired them every week, do something with Master Guide. What are we doing? What have you learned? How far are you working? Because it's individual. It's not really something that I can teach them. It's lots of reading and lots of information, and they have to go through it. So I was just there every week. Did you learn something? Did you work on your documentation? They have to have like a whole thesis. It's like a binder, and they keep track of everything that they've done and all the answers to all of the questions that they have to answer. It's all going to be in a binder someday when they're done, and it'll be like their thesis and dissertation for Master Guide. It's a big deal. If you haven't looked at it, the requirements, it's pretty hefty, and I really admire them for doing that. I'm stepping in for Heather Stewart now. She was the Friends teacher. She was one of our Pathfinders, one of our TLTs, graduated from the TLT program. I was her mentor, and it was an amazing experience to watch somebody go through all 4 years of TLT training. It was phenomenal, and I couldn't have had a better mentee. And she became our Friend teacher this year. And she's so sorry that she couldn't be here to invest her group. But she did send me a little note, and I would just like to read it at this particular time. So this year was full of challenges, and I was so lucky to have such a wonderful group of young Pathfinders. This year we completed several honors, including the baking honor, which I think was a huge hit since it involved making cookies. I'm sorry I couldn't be there to invest you guys today, but I wanted to say good job to all of you. Thank you, Friends class, for such a memorable year full of laughter, and love you all. And that's from your teacher, Heather. And of course, last but not least, our fearless leader, Kyle Smith.
Yeah. So this year, the Pathfinders got to put up with a new Greenhorn director. So it's first year. So this year, we had, like you said, everybody said, a lot of challenges, including myself. So I had the challenge of doing the Voyager and the Ranger class as well. We were able to do archery, which was really fun for the kids to be able to do. And also we worked on the stewardship honor as well and physical fitness. So there's a few things that we had worked on. So this time we'll start having the Friends class come up so we can invest
we'll
with them.
Yatzel, Nia, and Gabe are the ones that are here today. And they were able to complete the baking honor, Christian citizenship, and the red alert honor. And there's yours, Gabe. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Okay, explorers, if you could come up, please. And we worked on the STARS honor, Christian grooming and manners, camping skills 3, basic rescue, and we're still in the process of finishing up knot tying. So some of you, we don't have all the honors here, but you will get the rest of them when they get there. So here's Noah. And
this year I had Samara. I don't think she's here today. So, like I said, she had the Voyager, and we worked on the ecology, stewardship, and the physical fitness on her, and she achieved her Voyager achievement. So, I'll go to her mom.
Melina, if you would come up. Melina was my guide. She's also working with me for TLT. I'm her mentor. She has done a lot of work on her own in addition to what we've done together. I never had to prod her to get stuff done. She would just come to me with, here's what I've done this week, and it was fantastic. Since I'm in school, it was nice not to have to push all the time. She earned somewhere around 35 honors on her own as part of her homeschool program, so I think that's fantastic. And so we have her guide achievement here. and just a couple of her patches. I'll have to get the rest. They're on back order. And she, because of her accomplishments, she's always there on time. She's always willing to help lead out in planning worship or activities for the group. She's always willing to help with anything you ask her to do, and plus her own initiative of all the work that she did on her own. So we are also going to be awarding her Pathfinder of the Year.
So we also have an award that we don't like to give out, but we decided, because it started actually with Zoe way back when she broke both her arms at a bike-a-thon. She literally had to walk, I don't know how far, half mile at least, with two broken arms, and Charlie had to get her to the vehicle where they could get her to the emergency room. But anyways, we decided that, and she was such a good sport about it, she actually, at Pathfinder Fair, she had the cast done in green and blue, representing our Pathfinder colors. Bless her heart. So she got special recognition at the fair, and we awarded her, and maybe this was a bad thing. We probably shouldn't have done it because it started something. So we awarded her the Silver Band-Aid Award, and it's actually a Band-Aid pin for anybody. And so then everybody else that got hurt wanted a Silver Band-Aid Award, and we're like, that's not the point, you guys. You know, she got really badly hurt, and we wanted her anyways. But so we made it a rule that they had to have had an emergency room visit to get one. And so hopefully we didn't have any, but there was one. Shamar was a recipient of one and had to go to the emergency room because he was doing bike down a hill with a, I don't know, cross-country bike, and he did a flip over his bike and broke his helmet in half and had to have a CT scan. All the while, I'm at her concert, and I'm getting texts that Shamar's in the emergency room, and I'm like, what? And I can't talk because there's a concert, and I was up and down and up and down taking care of this phone call and giving permission to treat my son. It was very confusing. Kimberly was there. What is she getting doing up and down? But he qualified for the Silver Band-Aid Award. And now we have another one, but we don't have the Band-Aid. But Nia, would you like to stand up and show them your purple cast? You want to raise it up in the air? This girl fell at the bike-a-thon. Maybe bike-a-thons are not a good idea.
I think there's a theme with the bikes. So.
Yeah. Maybe we should training wheels. Yeah, next time y'all get to do 50 miles on training wheels. But anyways, Nia broke her wrist on Pathfinder bike-a-thons recently. So you will be the recipient of the next Silver Band-Aid Award. Okay, so another person that I want to recognize, we have two TLTs that are graduating from the TLT program. At Pathfinder Fair, if they had one, they would have received their tails. Is that what they call them? I don't know what they're called. Pencils. And it's the completion of their TLT program. Again, that's a four-year program, lots of activities and leadership training. And I would like to recognize my son, Shamar, if you could come up here. And I'd at least like to give you a hug and shake his hand. He and Ryan Stewart have completed their TLT training.
So proud of
you. All right, so
we don't know. Is there anything else?
No.
That completes our TLT, our investigative service. So.
So we thank you for supporting us as we've gone through this year. And as you go throughout this day, that you just reflect upon your these kids here and continue your support with them. Let's bow our heads for prayer, please. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you again for this beautiful Sabbath day, Lord. And we also thank you for the rain we've received lately, Lord. Lord, as we leave here, Lord, help each one of us to find your purpose, Lord, for our lives. And that we may be a shining light for your glory to others, Lord, and to draw them closer to you. We ask this in your name. Amen.